In 1978, the Holland-America line left Rotterdam after more than a century and relocated to Seattle. Antoine Platen and Otto Reuchlin launched a line of service to the United States in 1871. They moved to the Wilhelminakade in 1891, and the office building at the tip of the pier was completed in 1901. Most passengers were initially migrants, followed later by normal travelers and tourists. The arrivals hall, with its distinctive shell roofs, was completed in 1949 to a design by Van den Broek and Bakema. Imposing passenger ships docked in the city center up until the 1960s, lending an unprecedented dynamism to the port of Rotterdam. The office building, now Hotel New York, was designed by the architects Müller and Drooglever Fortuyn. It was extended many times. All sorts of facade embellishments refer to the shipping industry and to exotic destinations. Indians, figures in Egyptian and Arabic costumes, and two dock workers that support the bay windows. After the departure of the Holland-America line, the building stood empty for some years before beginning a second life in 1993 as a hotel and restaurant. Hotel New York differs from a standard hotel. Each room is unique, and the lobby and restaurant exude the atmosphere of its shipping history. A sculpture called Lost Luggage by the American artist Jeff Wall has stood in front of the hotel since 2001. It alludes to the history of this site, where emigrants climbed aboard and sailed off, most of them never to see their homeland again.